Hey, everybody, and welcome to the USF Bulls show here on FL Teams. And it's a celebration show this week. First thing, though, make sure you are subscribed on here on the YouTube channel. Drop a horns in the comments and like the video. Help us show that USF content is desired out there. Thanks for tuning in. USF Bulls, you know, we kind of laid out the schedule. And I kept saying there's a clear route to get six wins and become bowl eligible. And they played the Charlotte 49ers. And, well, I mean, I guess I already gave away what happened. They won the game. But look, it was a game that was maybe the most impressive thing I've seen out of the Bulls this year, because it was a game they should win. And they did it. And I'd say in prior games where they seemed like the better team, like Temple, UConn, Navy, Rice, FAMU, they all were a little hairy. This one was not so much, pretty much at all hairy. It was maybe the first quarter, but USF just pulled away and dominated this game. There's you know, no other, you know, no way around it. The USF won this game 48-14. Just the offense was explosive. The defense held Charlotte to under 300 yards. The special teams, you know, recovered an onside kick, had a successful onside kick, had a couple nice returns. Like, just everything worked on all three phases of the game for USF. It was fun to watch, and it was fun, you know, to see USF just come out and step on a lesser team's throat, which is the kind of the last step in the progression, I feel like, with USF this year, is that they haven't had a game where they've really shown up in all three phases until this game, and it's getting them into a bowl game for the first time since 2018. Next week, we'll probably do a show when that's announced. Actually, it'll probably be about a week from now. So once the bowl game is announced, there's a few different places I've seen. The Gasparilla Bowl in Tampa. I hope it's not that. I feel like, you know, get the kids the real bowl experience of traveling someplace. But maybe they'll be in Boca. I've seen projections for the Fenway Bowl up in Boston. So we'll see, but FL Teams, of course, will let you know where the Bulls and the other Florida teams will be bowling come, you know, a month from now or a few weeks from now, potentially, depending on what bowl game they get invited to. We have to talk about, I'm going to start by talking about Byron Brown, because he became the first Bull to pass for 3,000 yards in a season. He's the AAC Player of the Week. Offensive Player of the Week, and I think they said it's been six or seven times he's been honored as a Player of the Week or honorable mention from the conference. Just an outstanding season for a redshirt freshman. This is a young man who has such a bright future. Just so excited to see what the future holds for him. But he did surpass 3,000 yards passing, the first. And USF has not had slouches at quarterback, you know, in their history. Between Blackwell and Grothy and Daniels and Flowers, they've had some guys who can throw the ball and run the ball. And this season, I think, is one of, if not the most special of all of them. He still has another game since the bowl game counts, but 3,078 yards passing, 23 passing touchdowns, 11 INTs. He also added 745 on the ground and 11 rushing touchdowns. And by the way, that 745, that is in college, if you don't know, the sack yardage comes off your rushing total. So that's minus 215 yards from sacks too. So you're talking about a guy who's in essence a 1,000-yard rusher, 3,000-yard passer. The other guy who has to be brought up, friend of the program, just extending, crushing the receiving records, season records, 86 receptions, 961 yards, both records. But I don't know, take a humble brag here, and also, you know, I feel like gotta show you this. When Sean Atkins came on the program, let's see one of the questions I asked him. Bothers you, but looking at the stat sheet, you're 2 for 2 passing for 66 yards, but not a touchdown. That's you got a high yards per attempt going right now. Do you think you got a touchdown in these last four games? A touchdown pass coming?
We'll see. Maybe. I don't know. I do have 2 2-point conversions though.
That's true. Called it. Kind of, sort of. Sean Atkins did get that touchdown pass, and his passing stats on the year, 3 for 3, 128 yards and a touchdown pass. But they dialed it up, even though maybe I spoiled it. I probably shouldn't have said anything. But anyways, congrats to Sean Atkins on a tremendous year and the whole team. But and also getting that touchdown pass is a cool thing. You know, it just speaks volumes as to what Coach Golesh has been able to do with this program, taking it from an abysmal one-win team. And you know, again, it's 5 years without a bowl game. We'll find out December 3rd where USF will be bowling. But wherever it is, I hope USF fans can get there and travel and support the program. And this is the most exciting time to be a Bull in a long time. And I do, want to shout out a couple people on Twitter, or X, that were, you know, college seniors who were saying, this is, you know, what I've been through, you know, 2-win seasons, 1-win seasons. And now, going 6-6 and getting back to a bowl game in Golesh's first season. This was not expected. I think the preseason preview, I said I could see a path to getting bowl eligible, and that's maybe a little over optimistic, but it wasn't. And it's exciting time to be a Bull. Be proud of what this team has done, because it's been an impressive turnaround and much ahead of schedule, I would say. So support your Bulls. We'll be back next week when we find out where the Bulls are bowling. Maybe we'll do a game preview. I'd even like to talk to a senior at USF who's been through all of the bad years and finally gets to celebrate just going to a bowl, which, you know, again, when I was in college was a given and a disappointment that it wasn't a New Year's Day bowl. So just interesting how perspective changes, huh? But again, make sure you subscribe. We'll probably get with USF and maybe get another coach or player in here as well before the bowl game. And make sure you're subscribed. I forgot to play this song when we started, so I'll let it play out. Go Bulls.